Let's meet. Hola. Hola. Hola.
Hi. Let's meet Sofía Salinas and Juan Borquez. Bueno, dejadme preguntaros, empezar.
So I'd like to start. We know it's in the context of the of graduate study, a graduate project, you know, dissertation. At the same time, it seems to be in. You've been working on this for a long time now. It's a long process. It looks like it, anyway. So the question is, the moment when you have to make your project at university, did it coincide with the when you started up for the recording of the exhumation, or what was the timing there? In Spanish. They shot the first images of the film on my own. I was going to do my thesis, my dissertation. I didn't really know what to do. So I'll film the exhumation. And it coincided, yes. But with the pandemic, I had an accident. I had to stop studying, and the images were just left aside for a while. And then I needed to face up to those image. I had sort of footage of 2 hours long, and I didn't know where to edit. And I felt very powerless, in a sense, to be able to do the right thing. I left it aside for a while, and then, together with Sofia, we took up the task again, and we decided to make the film together. And two years went by, nearly three. So these images are going round and round in my head for about 3 years. But it was a coincidence because the cemetery needed some more space, and they were asking people to sort of vacate the places. Yeah, well, there was a coincidence in time. It's an obvious question, but it's a very personal film. It affects you as your family. And then there's a certain person, however close they might be, you provide a more objective perspective, maybe, or more distant. How did you structure that? How did it make this work between the two of you possible? The decision to make me a co-director, because I did have that distance from that personal story. At the same time, we were communicating continuously to looking at the context. I didn't really experience the war in Colombia, but just looking at it through Juan's experience, and we're a couple, so to see how I could understand this very personal story and see how that's obviously it has an effect on what Juan is today, and that's what I was interested in. There was a sort of I could provide that distance, but I'm still involved because we have a relationship. It's a bit strange because it's Juan's voice, but he wrote the voice, wrote the dreams like letters, in a narrative. It had to be transformed into a narrative to make sense of it. there's a lot of voices there. The idea of using different material at the time, we have our personal family archive footage, documentary portrait, the reconstruction or representation. We have the phantasmagoric aspect. All these different elements or ingredients, materials basically. How did you bring that together? It has to do with two things. One, right from the start, we were looking for archive footage to round off the shots that Juan was making. We didn't want it to cost too much money, so we had to look for archive footage. We realized that with too much archive material wasn't working well. It could be national TV or recorded by other film companies at the time, but we weren't satisfied with just compiling all that footage and putting it together. That's why we sort of worked on it, recreating the whole thing. Because it's a university degree project, we also wanted to include everything we'd learned in our film studies. And there was a lot of references that we, films that we liked a lot. We also wanted to incorporate these elements. That's why we're mixing quite a lot of different things. We're trying to replicate, if you like, the elements of the films that we really enjoyed while we were studying. But the spirit of the film is to explore. To explore what we were coming across as we were making it. Imitating things we liked, for example, as Sophia says. We didn't write a script before we went and shooting. We had a lot of footage, and then we took about 6 months editing, making mistakes and starting all over again. That helped. They helped the film to have such a wide range of materials. Let's open the floor to the audience. There's one up there at the back and one down here at the front as well. My question is for Juan. This story is yours personally, yes? I'm from Colombia too, and it's not easy to address the process of the guerrilla. I know people who lost their loved ones in this war. What the first image, it was sort of put on hold for 3 years. Has it been like a healing process? There's a lot behind what we've seen in the film. Was it a healing process for you making the film? Well, they killed my father when I was a kid, so with the whole thing of the exhumation, I realized that I had never had the feeling that I'd buried a loved one. My elder sister did have that feeling, but I don't remember very much of what happened at the time. Very few things. I'm fine. I like closing a cycle in a way, and the film calmed me down a bit. I think I have a very complicated relationship with the town where I live and the people. I really love them, But I also have a lot of discrepancies and differences with them. I've always tried to you know, work locally and film there. It's almost a masochistic thing. I shot some footage and I wasn't happy with it, so, you know. That feeling precisely of not feeling very good about it actually has helped me to be a bit more peaceful in myself. In that sense, yes, it's closing a cycle, a healing process, but there will be others too. We had a question here down the front. I'm also from Colombia, for obvious reasons. The film will affect different people differently, obviously. Well, a comment first and then a question. The comment. When that person no longer exists, and then you're finding archive footage, you're trying to put something together from a whole range of film elements. It's very tricky because you have to think about how your audience is going to feel on seeing that. What the feelings that you took as you went along to bring that person to life, if you like, and make it very strong in the film. I've also working with other people when it's a very personal. I think it's good in the sense that you've got somebody who's not directly affected, but that helps you. It's support. It's very important to have that dialogue with another person close to you. You can't make a film on your own. You have to speak to people. In one phase of the film, a long time ago, we presented it to my mother and my sister at home to see how they reacted, to see if what we were doing was right. Was it ethically correct? Were they happy about it? And that's part of they collaborated in the effort as well, asking the family, say, shall we go ahead with the film? Shall we finish it, or shall we stop where we are now? Asking our family those sort of questions. That's another way of collaborating. It's very difficult to just sit down and start writing and then make a film on your own. I don't really know how to answer your question completely, but that's my feeling about it. Part of the process that happened during our time at university, we obviously talked to a lot of people who'd been in those places, lives those sort of experiences. Patricia Dalla, a very important documentary maker in Colombia, she used these themes. So we felt supported. It's a long process. And we went to people, our teachers, for example, and showed them what we'd done already and say, what do you think of that? As a result of that dialogue with people, with filmmakers and teachers, the film changed. We ended up by closing ourselves in, if you like, in a very small circle, just the two of us. So if you don't get out of that little circle, you just go round and round in circles. And there's no way out. You don't know which direction to go in. So then it's very important to show other people and get some feedback from them. People who had either seen this type of film or lived through that kind of experience, to avoid getting stuck in this vicious circle. I remember a point in where we had so much material and the film was very untidy, if you like, disordered, too many things there. Somebody said, well, you need to organize this, you have to define the different categories of the materials and give it some structure. So that helped us enormously with the process. Yes, a lot of ingredients to cook. Another question down here.
Hola. Si.
Congratulations. It was very moving. How did the children with the games, the hot and cold game, why did that come in? I'm a theater actress. When we decided to work with the children, Carlos is the boy. We found him first. As we went out to shoot those images in that abandoned school in a sort of ghostly village, the person who used to open the school had a child, a son, and the son used to go with him. So we were looking for a sort of phantasmagorical space in the school. So we also wanted a girl as well. So when we saw that, we decided that aspect needed to be part of the film. We needed to incorporate it, and we wanted to started working with a boy, and then he came with his sister. When we realized there was a very special dynamic there with a. But we couldn't get the young lad to talk. His sister tried to get him to talk, but he didn't. How could I or we get them to do things through play in theatre? Play is a very important element. So we wanted a sort of pantomime sort of thing with him, and we were working from imagination, and that game can also represent their own reality as well. So what did your parents do, for example? And they were explaining how they planted tomatoes and stuff like that they did in the village. And we began to see there was in these games gave us a possibility to introduce a character and do it in a more impacting way. The games they played were doing things like picking up seeds, collecting seeds, plant. And they had little pistol. Of course, they liked to play war games, the kids. So we thought, well, the sort of hide and seek is like a game we played when we were kids. It was interesting because they were interacting among themselves, and the one went away to hide and the other was somewhere else. And then they're looking for this object, you know, hot, you're blowing hot, you're blowing cold. And then You had to suggest to them the sort of things they could do, and then they just developed it themselves.
A lo mejor a alguien más le ha pasado, pero para mí erais un poco.
And you too.
Because I can't hear what she's saying.
Any other comment? No, I'm sorry.
We don't have time. We have to stop here. Can you take a photograph, please, so we can the kids can see how many people are watching the film?